went on for just a little too long. Went wrong when you had to give up your gun. No change, the only thing that you should. It's okay if you wanna switch up, you could. If you wanna switch up, you could.
Ease myself into the recording and lower the music. And hello, welcome to another episode of In the Parlance of Our Time. My name is Mike, and I will be hosting episode 6 now. I know I'm behind as usual on these fucking things, but that's the way she goes. Anywho, so I'm enjoying myself Save the Robots East Coast IPA by Radiant Pig, which is a great brewery out here in New York City. They should be opening up their brewery soon from what I read on their Instagram, but you never know. Anyways, so let's give it a whirl. So the latest thing that's cracking me up on the internet, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Where the fuck did it go? I had it here. It's something I touched back on a previous episode where people have a tendency to just get mad and just whip out their phone, and it just looks fucking hilarious. Where the fuck is it now? Let me pull it up real quick so you guys can hear it. It's actually a landlord getting mad at a tenant for whipping out their phone, and they started recording them, and it was pretty fucking funny. And then they just start fighting. It's quite fucking hilarious. All right, let me see if I can pull it up here. All right, hold on one second for me.
My car is insured.
Okay. I want it today.
What's that? What you record? What do you record?
I want it today.
What you recording, Jose?
Oh, no, I was talking on the phone.
You lying. You recording. What you record? What you record? What are you recording? What you record? What do you record?
You don't have to come in.
What are you recording?
Nothing.
You putting me on the phone?
No. Yeah, at this point, she's standing at the doorway.
Well, let me call the law.
And she's going to call the law.
Since you want to record and do threats, take me off the phone, man.
Take her off the phone.
Take me off the phone. Give me the phone.
Now she's breaking into the dude's house and assaulting him, which is hilarious.
Let me go.
No.
Let me go.
No.
Let me go. Let your hands off me. You recording me?
No.
You lying? You recording me?
No.
Give me the phone. Let me go. Give me the phone.
You don't have no right to come in here.
Yes, I do.
Hey, 911 on your phone.
Come on. Come on.
Move.
Absolutely hilarious.
Draw my phone.
This is the funniest thing ever.
Move.
I got it right here.
People stealing other people's phones.
You got
like,
what
is going
what
on
got?
Here? What you got?
What you got? What you got?
People get so mad. It's not that serious.
Got all
but who knows what these tenants did? Like, they were probably just being like complete absolute dickheads about stuff. And then they leave. It's just fucking fun anyway. I like the fact that I can start including these elements into the podcast, which is nice. So let's see. There was another one. Oh, here we go. Let's listen to this guy.
Damn it, I've got to do it. I'm going to take this damn thing. Once again, you left your house. You came here. You're saying I'm harassing you. Go like you said you want to go. The car's on the street. I'm here. You can walk straight. Go. Go. No problem. Go. Go. Stop telling me you'll call the police because I'm waiting for them.
She's on the phone with them right now.
Good. I don't need more.
He has enough video evidence on you, buddy. It's fucking people are weird. These cell phones are doing strange things to us. Besides the fact that we record everything and we post it on social media, hoping that someone out there gives a fuck. But at the end of the day, some people do. Some people just do it out of habit. I know I've fallen into that pit where I'm like, oh, I'm post this, see how many people like it, and I get no love. Hilarious. Whatever, it is what it is. It's just fucking funny. There's also a good thing from Trainspotting, the newest one. Trainspotting Choose Life. Let's see if this comes up. Alright, so this is a perfect explanation of what's going on today in 2018. So yeah, give this a listen.
What's Choose Life?
What?
Choose life. Simon says it sometimes. He says, choose life, Veronica.
Choose life. Choose life was a well-meaning slogan from a 1980s anti-drug campaign. And we used to add things to it. So I might say, for example, choose designer lingerie in the vain hope of kicking some life back into a dead relationship. Choose handbags. Choose high-heeled shoes, cashmere and silk to make yourself feel what passes for happy. Choose an iPhone made in China by a woman who jumped out of a window and stick it in the pocket of your jacket fresh from a South Asian fire trap. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and a thousand other ways to spew your bile across people you've never met. Choose updating your profile. Tell the world what you had for breakfast and hope that someone somewhere cares. Choose looking up old flames, desperate to believe that you don't look as bad as they do. Choose live blogging from your first wank to your last breath, human interaction reduced to nothing more than data. Choose 10 things you never knew about celebrities who'd had surgery. Choose screaming about abortion. Choose rape jokes, slut-shaming, revenge porn, and an endless tide of depressing misogyny. Choose 9/11 never happened, and if it did, it was the Jews. Choose a zero-hour contract and a two-hour journey to work, and choose the same for your kids, only worse, and maybe tell yourself it's better that they never happened. And then sit back and smother the pain with an unknown dose of an unknown drug made in somebody's fucking kitchen. Choose unfulfilled promise and wishing you'd done it all differently. Choose never learning from your own mistakes. Choose watching history repeat itself. Choose the slow reconciliation towards what you can get rather than what you always hoped for. Settle for less and keep a brave face on it. Choose disappointment and choose losing the ones you loved, and as they fall from view, a piece of you dies with them, until you can see that one day in the future, piece by piece, they will all be gone, and there'll be nothing left of you to call alive or dead. Choose your future, Veronica. Choose life.
Anyway.
Anyway.
It amused us at the time.
It amused us at the time.
And just the look on her face as she's like, fuck, that was deep. I remember when I saw this in theaters and I heard that, it hit so hard. I was like, god damn, that is what's going on right now. Like, if you've seen any of these movies, the first one, it leaves you with a sense of hope. Like, you know, he's going to change and, you know, that there's hope even for a heroin junkie like him, even though he stole his money from his friends and pretty much, like, burned that bridge that is that part of his life. You know, he found a way out, and he's going to make it work. And then, you know, 20 years pass, he ends up meeting the same group of friends. He ends up coming back home to try to reconcile things, and he finds out that, you know, shit's a lot worse. Shit's a lot worse than he thought, especially now in 2018. With the advent of social media and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's funny, you know, on the things that we like and the things that we comment on. I'll give you a perfectly good example. Right now there is a bit of a thing going on. I'm pretty sure a lot of you aren't savvy to some of the weird shit that I view on the internet. Anywho, so there was an expo out in California, Anime Expo. Where, you know, a lot of people dress up as, like, their favorite characters, and they go out there, blah, blah, blah. So, apparently, you can do that for a living now, which I guess it's a good thing, I guess. But now, it's recently been hit with scandal, and of the female variety. It's not what you think. It's definitely harassment, but it's not from the person you would expect. You would expect it from some dirty, stinky, fat dude in a basement. Nope. It is from one of the cosplayers themselves. This one girl, she's a little thick. I'm not going to lie. She's thick, but I guess. I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but whatever. But yeah, she was accused by a number of cosplayers of sexual assault in public. And yeah, it's kind of hit the cosplay community in a hard way, and it's pretty funny to watch. not funny in the sense, you know, I feel bad for the people that, you know, that were harassed. But it's just funny the how everything breaks up into camps. People who are pleading for her downfall, and then there's people that are defending her. The downfall folks are either up-and-coming cosplayers or just miserable fucking people who just, you know, they see controversy and they're all over it. But then you have the people that defend her, even though there are instances from other people, they're coming out and saying, this person slapped my ass in front of all these people, this person pulled down my top in a bathroom full of people. Shit like that's coming up. And the person accused goes on Instagram and starts, you know, oh, I don't remember doing this. And then she goes on, she posted a story where she was like, oh, well, you know, I thought I was friends with all these people. And, you know, I have to blame it on my ADHD. I get really handsy with people. So she blames it on the disease that does not cause, you know, cause you to become sexually assaultive, I guess. That's definitely the wrong word. But it doesn't cause you to become a, you know, a sexual predator, I guess. But yeah, it's just weird, a weird time in LA. All these people are going through all this shit right now, which is unfortunate. But yeah, you would think it would be a dude doing all that. I remember a couple of years ago, there was an instance in the fighting game community when they had the tournament out in Las Vegas. This one dude got accused of beating up his girlfriend in his hotel room, and then he got banned and arrested. Who knows what's going to happen with that? I haven't heard anything as of late. But yeah, that's a little bit of the underground news of what's going on the internet that a lot of people probably don't really give a fuck about. But, you know, it's just strange to see the Me Too movement and all that jazz hit the, I guess. I see life in, like a tier system. Like, you know, there's the stuff that everyone sees. There's the stuff that, you know, the majority of people see. Then there's the stuff that, you know, certain niches see, and then there's, like, a lot of the underground shit, and I feel like the cosplay is slowly working its way up to the mainstream, but it's not quite there as of yet. But yeah, it's just strange between that and just people in general just being weird about things. You would think there would be more of this with all these scantily clad ladies and gents, but nope. I guess there are instances, but they just haven't been told. But yeah, it's coming out now, which is strange. Just the fact that you know, you instantly play the victim and then you start blaming your victims. That's the part that I find a little bit fucked up. But yeah, that's the way that's been going. In terms of things out here in New York, a lady tried to climb the Statue of Liberty to protest abolishing of ICE, which I'm pretty sure did nothing. But that's what we do now as millennials. We do outlandish things, get arrested, get fuck up our records, so that way, you know, we can't get employment or loans in the future. You know, thinking ahead. It's what we do. We're a progressive bunch. If in case you haven't noticed, I do not associate myself with my generation because they are very, very strange. They are a very strange group of people. We are living in strange times where anything and everything is offensive, which I'm kind of fine with. Actually, no, I'm not fine with that. I want everything. And it's your right to be offended, and it's my right to be offensive. If you don't like it, guess what? You have the ability to leave. But then you get all these people with these mob mentalities, with these e-mobs, and then they just start trying to destroy people's lives. I'll give you a perfectly good example. E-mobs are both, I wouldn't say they're necessary evil, but they're definitely evil. I'll give you a perfectly good example. Permit Patty, for those who don't know, the white lady who called the cops on the little girl who was trying to sell water in front of her building so she can get tickets to go to Disney World. So the mom is hiding. Well, the mom's, you know, sees this lady approach her daughter, telling her, do you have a permit? She's like, no. And then she starts calling the cops, saying that what she's doing is illegal. And then the mom whips out her phone and starts recording, like, everything in 2018. Of course, sure, why not? Let's fucking record everything. Let's shame this person. So then the lady tries to hide, and then the mom confronts her. She's like, "Oh, don't worry, you don't need to hide. You know, I'm gonna put you on Instagram. I'm gonna put you on Facebook." And then the lady's like, "It's fine, but whatever. You know, she's selling water without a permit." Seriously, lady, like, do you seriously give a fuck that much? And the other, you know, they're technically both at fault. One, the lady for being an asshole, being, "Listen, you need a fucking permit to sell water in front of this building. Like, really, go fuck yourself. Who the fuck made you in charge of everything?" That's typical American shit. All of a sudden, we're the fucking world police. Now, before we did that military-wise, now we're doing that on a regular social level, which is really fucking annoying. And then, you know, the other lady is also to blame for, you know, she posted it on the internet, which is fine. But then the e-mob got involved, and apparently this lady had a dispensary, or she made cannabis products for dogs. And now all these dispensaries are no longer carrying the brand, so now she's fucked. Like, really? That wasn't fucking necessary. Like, you're both just being assholes. And this is the thing. We can't resolve things with words anymore. We have to instantly post it on the internet and have the internet decide what to do with this person. Like, it's retarded. Yes, I said the R word. It's retarded. It's dumb. It's stupid. Guess what? The word exists. Nothing you could do about it. It is what it is. Then you got the... What was the other name? The other... what was her name? Because they did they turned it into a funny meme where they take all these people and they turn them into, like, Super Smash Brothers intros, and they're the best. There's that one dude on the... I think it was the Seattle trains that he started yelling at another dude because he was eating a burrito on the train, and he goes to him, Can't you see the sign right there? It says you can't eat. What are you, stupid or something? What are you, stupid or something?" And of course, a third person was recording this. I would understand if the dude arguing about it was recording, but he wasn't. It wasn't someone else. Let me see if I can find that clip real quick. Train eating Super Smash. Sounds like I'm looking up, like, porn terms on YouTube. Right, let's see if it's this one.
"You can't wait. Sign says no eating and drinking. You don't get it? You don't get it. You must be stupid. I've seen people like you on TV.
And the best part is that the guy recording, there's, like, an Asian lady sitting next to him, and she's like, "What the fuck are you recording?" He's like, "I'm recording this idiot." Oh, here
dining,
we go.
Dining. He's on dining. The train? Eating on the train? Thank you very much.
He called the cops in a mall. This is fucking funny, man. Fucking look, there he goes with the phone. Now he's recording him. Like, people, come on. Pick and choose your battles, people. Like, every little thing is not worth recording or calling the cops on people. He punches you in the face, fine. Call the police. You fucking, he hits your car, you see someone hit a car, fine. Call the cops. You're eating a fucking burrito on the train. You gotta be a fucking asshole about it and be like, "Don't you see your fucking says don't eat on the train?" But then again, that happens here in New York all the fucking time. So now he's recording a video of him, but now he looks like the asshole on the internet, which is even fucking funnier. It's so fucking funny. Oh my god. It is too fucking funny. People fucking need to stop. People really need to stop. These cell phones are going to be the death of us. Oh, no. Is this it? Hold on. Oh, God. No. Okay, it's not it. I thought I found the clip of the... how they turned. But, yeah. It's just strange. We're living in strange times. Oh, so I bought this 4-pack of... I shouldn't call it 4-pack. It's introductory archery lessons for 4. why is it so hard to get four people to sync up their schedule to meet on a Saturday or Sunday to fucking go get this done? It's an hour class. It's not the fucking end of the world. I bought this thing back in March. It's July. And I finally found a group of people to finally fucking go. Good Lord. Who knew it was so goddamn hard? And the funny bit is, I have people coming out from Long Island to come to Queens to do this thing. But whatever. I've reached out to like a four different groups of four people. I'm like, you guys want to do this? Like, you don't have to pay for it. It's already covered. Like, you don't really have to do anything. But now it's so fucking hard to get people to go to these things. But I finally fucking took care of that. So that's done. I got an isolation tanks session coming up in Brooklyn, which is going to be weird because the people were very Russian. And I'm afraid of the things that are going to happen to me in this place that looks like a bathroom from Eastern Promises. Great movie, by the way. It's going to be very strange seeing all these people and being there in the dark while I try to reach an alternative meditative state of mind. I will most likely take an edible before that. And yesterday I thought about it and I'm like, wow, it was terrifying sober. It's going to be even more terrifying fucked up. But I got to push myself to that limit, I guess. So I got it at 9 in the morning. So I got to be in Brooklyn by 9. So that should be interesting. I'm going to be fucked up, clear-headed, and out in Brooklyn doing God knows what. It's going to be an interesting fucking Sunday. That's for goddamn sure. But yeah, so 22 minutes. I'm not doing too bad considering I really didn't have anything to talk about. I just had a couple of things. Oh, I bought these blinds, these blackout blinds. Every time I look at them, I'm so happy. They make me so happy because I had these shitty blinds in my room for these 5 or 6 years I was here. And I finally got these new ones, 27 apiece, 2 screws to install. Amazing. So proud of myself. I look at them and I'm like, fantastic. Yeah, so now I'm gonna probably whittle this down a little bit. Just probably end it soon. It's 9:44 in the PM and I'm kinda starving. I don't have any fucking food in this house. Jesus Christ, I really need to fucking go to the fucking supermarket. This is ridiculous. I have a friend out in Alabama land. Alabama man, he's quick, he's strong, he's happening. We were friends back in junior high, in grade school, junior high, and then we kind of lost communication once, you know, high school and college rolled around. Not recently, I've been talking for a couple of years, you know, we got back in touch. I do my checkup once in the blue, you know, just I tend to check up on certain individuals to see how they're doing. She's doing pretty good, and you know, we talk. We exchange music, which is pretty interesting because our tastes are similar-ish, but she really digs the shit that I send her. Like, there were two particular instances. One was the song at the beginning of this, which will be by Elderbrook, called Could. It's a song I found on the internet once through a flash, and the song was so goddamn catchy, and then I saw the music video, and it was even fucking trippier. And then there was was the Virtual Self Ghost Voices, which was another one that was really, really good. Oh, I got a couple tickets in the mail. Be going to go see the Growlers and the Frights, two of my new favorite surfer bands, and they're actually going to be coming to New York, which I'm very excited about. I thought I had to travel to California for them, but doesn't look like I have to. I do have a trip to California coming up, out to San Diego, so that should be fun. And I also have a trip coming up to Amsterdam. Probably spend a day or two in Bruges for Christmas if I don't get fired from my job beforehand. So that all depends on that. So that should be fun. Yeah, I'm 25 minutes in. I'll probably talk a couple more minutes and see how this goes. Let's see what else. What else is funny on the internet that I can probably hip you guys to? Ooh, I've also enjoyed these mashups by this band called Death Grips. Their music by themselves is fucking horrendous, but these mashups are pretty good. Give this one a listen. So yeah, it probably might not be up your alley, but I thoroughly enjoyed that music, and it's actually turned out to be pretty good. So I found that clip that I was mentioning earlier in the podcast about the people getting mad. Permit Patty and Barbecue Betty, is that what they named her? All right, so give me a second here. Let me pull it up real quick. Where the fuck did it go? I just had it in front of me. There we go. Hold on.
Choose your character.
Illegally selling water without a permit?
Player one.
Permit Patty, no water. Watch.
It's illegal to have a charcoal grill.
Versus Barbecue Betty, Chiefess of Charcoal.
Ready? Choose your character.
Then they did another one. This one, I have to post a link to this one. This one's actually pretty fucking funny.
Yo, your boy Bobby here, nigga. Do what you gotta do.
Amber Rose, I'm coming for you.
It's just so weird. So the first one is like a man with like a baby face named Bobby. The second one is a dude eating a chicken wing, and then like his eyes pop out of his head. It's so dumb. And his name is Notorious B.I.G. And the third one is a person putting on gold spray paint on their head, saying that Amber, the stripper, what's her name, Amber Rose, that they're coming for you. And it's just so fucking weird, man. The internet can get strange at times. This one's pretty good. This one's an old one.
Your name is Junior, and you're really handsome. Come on, raise your hand.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. Oh man, that's fucking funny. That is fucking funny. And here's the guy with the burrito guy on the train. That one said, burrito berry, adobo is a no-no. It's so fucking stupid, but it cracks me up so goddamn much. Alright, so, yeah, finally did a decent outro, so you can, thank you for listening, and, now the podcast is available. Oh, excuse me. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, Google Podcasts. It's not Google Play. iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Outcaster, Breaker, fucking Anchor, Pocket Cast. Yeah, I'm pretty much available on every platform now. So let's see what happens with this fucking thing. Still no word on when I'll be recording the next episode of my main podcast, which was with my co-host. The release date on the next episode is to be determined, because we haven't even met up to actually record another episode, and I'm already six deep with this one. So thank you for listening, and I will catch you on the next one, and thank you for dealing with the shit and the minimal support that I have out there. The couple of people that actually fucking listen to this bullshit. I'm gonna keep it up. It's something for me to do. All right. Thank you for listening, and have a good one.